and we've got to be careful and throw our spears like at a pig. We're going to spread out in a line across the island. We're going forward from this end until we find you. We've got to give signals like this." Eric raised his head and achieved a faint ululation by beating on his open mouth. Then he glanced behind him nervously. "Like that, only louder, of course."
"But I've done nothing,"
whispered Ralph urgently. "I only wanted to keep up a fire." He paused for a moment, thinking miserably of the morrow. A matter of overwhelming importance occurred to him.
"What are you?"
He could not bring himself to be specific at first, but then fear and loneliness goaded him.
"When they find me, what are they going to do?"
The twins were silent. Beneath him, the death rock flowered again.
"What are they? Oh, God, I'm hungry."
The towering rocks seemed to sway under him.
"Well, what?"
The twins answered his question indirectly.
"You got to go now, Ralph, for your own good. Keep away as far as you can."
"Won't you come with me? Three of us. We'd stand a chance." After a moment's silence, Sam spoke in a strangled voice.
"You don't know Roger. He's a terror.
And the chief, they're both
terrors.
Only Roger..." Both boys froze. Someone was climbing toward them from the tribe.